Good morning, guys.
Morning.
How are you this morning?
Great.
It's great to be with you. I'm going to start you off with a little music. Make sure you stay awake for the next 10 or 12 minutes. So bear with me here, and I think you'll see some relevance to this song a little later on. Should have passed out the words so y'all could sing along. That would have been an experience for you. Y'all that can't see, also, I got another prop. Being an insurance broke, you got to have a lot of props up here. So this is Jesus laughing, okay? That'll have a little relevance here a little bit later, too. But isn't that a great song? Doesn't it make you feel good to know that Jesus is laughing with us, shining his love over us, and knowing he wants us to have a good time and enjoy life? Heck, he even died for us so we could have life abundantly and eternally. But my, how tough it is to know the love of Jesus, to let him lead us and let go and let him take control. Now, my story is probably not a whole lot different than a lot of yours. I grew up in a middle-class family, went to public schools, went to church and Sunday school growing up. I took a religious vacation from age 13 to 26. Graduated from UGA, started a career, and met a great girl. My adult life seemed to be taking shape, yet something was missing. I got married, had a great career going, went to church regularly, but something was missing. Got a new job offer for big money, moved to Atlanta, land of opportunity. Joined a great country club, bought a nice house in a great neighborhood, had our first child, but something was missing. Finally joined a church in Atlanta, went regularly, had a second child. My big money job did not work out, but it got me to Atlanta in my old profession with more and better opportunity. But something was missing. Hit a six-figure income at 34. Had our third child, moved to a bigger house. My kids were getting into the best private schools. But something was missing. Started coaching my kids' sports. Became fairly active at church, serving on the administrative board, ushering, even chairing the finance committee during a large building campaign. But something was missing. I even joined a Sunday school class and let our preacher talk me into taking his 7 a.m. Monday morning disciple class, which initially I thought was pretty dry and boring. Yeah, I thought I was sure enough a big Christian, except something was still missing. I was not letting Christ lead me. I was leading myself, or letting limited success, which by the way is a false idol, lead me. I was not reading scripture regularly except during my disciple class. I was saying a prayer on average a couple times a week, but I was not communicating, praying to God on a regular basis. Something was still missing. I even went down one Sunday with a church group to a soup kitchen, a homeless soup kitchen. I gave money through church to outreach programs, got that tax deduction. But I did not tithe, which most of you know is 10% of your earnings to charity or to your church. I'm sure everyone thought I was a Christian, and sometimes I even thought I was. But something was missing. Sure enough, he, Christ, was laughing at me, not with me. Then the fall of 1997, my world began to change, and it did so fairly quickly. After our kids started school, my wife made me notice that our oldest daughter had developed some strange eating habits and was looking kind of frail and a little pale. And what reason she had to make me look was I was working 60 or 65 hours a week, never home at breakfast, very seldom home at dinner. So, you know, I thought I was a good dad, but that was sort of a false idol too. Rex had arrived. Anorexia nervosa is a medical term, a mental and nervous disorder. For those of you who do not know, that is kind of like an addiction to not eating, staying skinny. Lord, what was I going to do? How could this happen to someone like me who could do it all himself? Why would it happen to someone like me? Well, you know, I could sort of leave it behind, ignore it. I had my work 60, 65 hours a week, my running 25, 30 miles a week, golf with my buddies, drinking a few beers. Yeah, I could get away from it, but my wife couldn't. She lived it. Even though she was eating as well, if not more than ever, the stress was impacting her weight loss and stamina as well as emotions. My daughter spent 6 weeks in Eggleston in the med psych unit, and she was well. Come home, go back to school, and everything would be okay. Not. She was never recovered. Rex was still fully in control. After 2 weeks back home, she had all but quit eating and was mentally unstable, wreaking havoc with my two younger children. God, what to do? Through friends, a treatment center in Arizona exclusively for girls with eating disorders was found, a Christian-based facility. But $1,300 a day, no choice but Lord, why was this happening to me? Leave immediately on a Wednesday morning for Phoenix to drop our daughter off at a place where we knew no one. Only having conversations with staff and recommendations from a few referrals we barely knew. I felt like we were leaving her with foreigners. Was this a bad dream or what? We then could not talk to her for 72 hours, and then only with supervision for the first 2 weeks. Lord, please wake me up. Back in Atlanta, I was still working 60, 65 hours a week, golfing with buddies, running, drinking a few beers, and looking forward to talking to my daughter for 10 or 15 minutes a night. It was tough, emotional, seeing the sadness in my wife's eyes. The blue in them was not quite as blue as it had been. A week off around Christmas to go back for family week to the Remuda Ranch. And by the way, that was the name of the treatment center, the Remuda Ranch. And what a fantastic place it was. It saved my daughter's life. It was also where I found that something missing, the Christ that makes Christian. It was our second or third night there, staying at the Parents Inn on the campus, when I got down on my knees to pray and ask God what I was doing there. Why had this happened to me? I'd worked so hard to provide for my family. Why me, Lord? Slowly, in the stillness of that night, in that dark room, it came to me. Not really a voice, but a peace. I closed my eyes tighter. I loosened the grip on my hand and took a deep breath. In my head, I thought I heard, or was it just my brain churning? Let me lead you. Take my hand and let me lead. It's not about you. It's about me and my son, Jesus Christ. For if I am with you, who can be against you? I am for you, so let go and let me lead. Count your blessings. Read my word. You're worthy. Bam. Just like that, it was over. I felt a peace and calm that I'd never felt before. What did it mean? I was not sure, but the next morning in chapel, and all the girls had to go to chapel every morning, those Christian songs, somewhat like the one you just heard, took on a new meaning. Prayer took on a new perspective. I felt cleansed. I looked at my beautiful daughter and gorgeous wife in a totally different perspective. I began looking at my own life in a different perspective. Well, it's been just over 6 years now, guys, and I'm proud to report my oldest daughter is a healthy and happy junior at UGA. My other two children have survived the Rex ordeal and are in some ways much better for it. My wife has gained back those pounds, and her eyes are as blue as ever. She's one great wife. Me, I now let him lead me. I know that it's truly about him, and that if he is with me, who can be against me? This realization and finding that something missing, our Lord Jesus Christ, has led me not only to be more successful in my faith walk, but also more successful all the way around. My job, finances, my family, my Christian leadership, and with friends, leading them to a closer relationship with Jesus Christ. I now tithe and seem to have more wealth. I give them my time and talents at Trinity Community Ministries, where I should have become chairman on June 30th. And this is really something, guys. I mean, a redneck racist Southwest Georgia boy helping 12 homeless and addicted African-American men rebuild their lives, hugging them, caring for them, and letting them know that if Christ is with them, who can be against them? Jesus loves us all the same, a whole bunch. I've completed all four disciple classes now. I read my Upper Room devotional with a Bible scripture every day. I pray the prayer of Jabez every morning with an additional 5 minutes of prayer. I read a Max Lucado devotion when I get to the office, trying to stay grounded in His Word, His teachings, and His peace and love. I'd rather spend 2 hours at Trinity than 2 hours in a bar. I started enjoying breakfast with my kids at least 2 or 3 days a week, as well as 3 or 4 evening meals. I've become a regular here at Leadership Ministries Friday morning. What a blessing it is. Yes, guys, I'm blessed that I found that something that was missing. It's great to know that He is laughing with me. His hand is out there for all of us. We just have to ask for it. Let us pray. Loving God, we believe that You are with us and suffer with us in our most dangerous and painful experiences. Give us faith to trust You and let You lead us. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. Thanks for letting me be here.